You're listening to the John C. Scott Political Forum. This podcast is a Bustos Media production on The Voice. Be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
The Columbia Broadcasting System presents...
My name is Dark, Johnny Dark. Seems there was a murder. A dame was a prime suspect. A fan dancer named Kitty LaRue. There she was, decked out like a mannequin in a Macy's display window. Sophie, my receptionist, must have let her in.
Hello, Kitty.
Hello, Johnny.
So do you happen to know a mobster named Vinnie Corolla? Seems he was murdered last night.
We ran around together. I haven't seen him in years.
So, no reason to get even, right? Well, you're lying.
What are you...
Last night, your drippings gave you away. The oil from your car was found in Vinnie's driveway. We traced it back to Jerky Lou. You were there 2 days ago.
You got me, Johnny.
Yes, he confessed. We'll be right down, Chief.
Perfection Auto Works will make sure that your car or truck is not a stool pigeon. Call today, 323-8650 and perfectionautoworks.com.
If there ever was a time to get active in local politics, it's right now. This is Larry Bodine, President of Democrats of Greater Tucson. I'm calling on you to activate yourself by joining us and helping to elect Democrats. Just Google Democrats of Greater Tucson and click on Join Now. You'll be part of a dynamic organization of activists. Don't miss this chance to make a difference. Activate yourself today with Democrats of Greater Tucson.
Now, two great furniture stores have become one. Homestyle Galleries, formerly located at 1010 South Wilmot and 2950 West Ina Road, have moved the Wilmot store to the West Ina Road location, making the Ina Road location one of the largest and most complete pre-owned and new quality furniture and home accessories store in Arizona. Homestyle Gallery saves you thousands of dollars on Southern Arizona's finest home furnishings. Now you can turn once-loved furnishings into cash. Visit this new Homestyle Gallery store at 2950 West Ina Road. They're open 7 days a week. There's never been a home furnishings inventory like this 15,000 square feet superstore. You must visit Homestyle Gallery's one-stop location for Southern Arizona's largest savings on quality furniture.
To the John C. Scott Political Forum. John C. Scott is hosting one of the longest-running political talk shows in Arizona. This is the John C. Scott Political Forum on KVOI AM 1030, The Voice. And now, John C. Scott.
Thank you and good afternoon from the Perfection Auto Works Studios. This is the John C. Scott Political Forum. Today, why would anyone care about antitrust legislation? How would it affect your life? It would, and in the next 28 minutes, you'll find out why. We're going to talk with Dr. Stephen Zunis, University of San Francisco, the changing face of Great Britain. Idea that perhaps Europe is weaker or stronger, or Great Britain is weaker or stronger under the new prime minister, and now a king other than the queen. We have a lot to talk about today. Democrats of Greater Tucson highlights some of their events coming up this next week. Well, we want to talk about antitrust legislation. I want to introduce you to Asit Agarwal, who served in senior roles in the Trump and Bush administration, including the Federal Trade Commission and the Department of Justice. At the FTC, Agarwal served as the Assistant Director of Office Policy Planning, where he helped lead the Commission's Competitive Advocacy Program and initiatives to examine regulatory barriers to the growth of e-commerce. Agarwal currently works as the Deputy General Counsel of Tech Freedom. Asit, welcome to the show. I'm so glad you could join us. I want to find out more about antitrust legislation. You're going to help me, aren't you?
I would love to. And, John, thank you for having me on your show.
It's my pleasure. Let's talk first about the American Edge Project you're associated with. I'm not sure I understand that, and I know you'll explain that as well.
Sure. The American Edge Project, it's a nonprofit coalition of tech companies and trade associations just designed to tell the story and educate people about how important technology and innovation are to our economy and to our national security.
Well, as the summer recess and the end of the session in Congress approaches, and with lots, of course, left on the Congress plate, let me ask you, should the Senate and the House be focused on what we're focused on now, and that's antitrust legislation?
No, not at all. It's one of these odd things that's a very much a beltway creature. Outside of the beltway, people care about inflation, the cost of living, healthcare, education, sort of common sense, bread and butter issues, you know, especially at a time when costs are rising so quickly. Yet inside the Beltway, there are some people who seem to care about, you know, breaking up our biggest and most successful companies. And it's just sort of odd.
Well, so these companies are literally the foundation of the entire country, if you add them all up, are they not?
Well, that's absolutely right. You know, they underpin our economy, our national security, and honestly, the retirement savings for millions of Americans. They've done studies that the tech companies have become so important to the stock market that if these bills were to pass, and we can talk about what they would do, if they were to pass, they would cost pensioners something like $2,000 every year in their savings, and every penny counts, especially if you're on a fixed income.
So what does antitrust legislation and how does it rank in terms of importance to what else remains on the congressional plate, which is a lot, I might add. Go ahead.
It ranks pretty much dead last. In poll after poll, something like 80% of Americans, this is on a bipartisan basis, what do they care about? They care about inflation. They care about gas prices and grocery prices and healthcare prices. They don't care about attacking our biggest companies. And when I speak at tech conferences, which I sometimes do, tech companies don't competitors to some of these companies, they don't want to see these companies broken up. What they care about is how they can use the tools from some of these companies to grow their businesses and to get more customers.
I say, is there some kind of sense among the public that these people are robber barons and such as we remember from our past and such? Why do they have an image problem? Not all of them, but some do. And that probably fuels a bit of the political action here at the end of this congressional summer.
Oh, I think that is spot on. There's a sense that some people have. Let's face it, on the progressive left in particular, but some Republicans have a problem with them too, that these companies have just gotten too big and too successful, and their market capitalization is too high. But what I think these people don't realize fully is how much these companies benefit the rest of the economy and the American workforce. Something like there have been studies done, these companies save small businesses something like $500 billion every year, because these smaller businesses are able to use the integrated tools, free stuff that you get from a Google or a Facebook in order to promote their businesses. And if you were to pass these bills, cut their sales by something like 5% every month. So it's a real problem that I don't think people fully appreciate.
I tell you, why should Arizonans care about this antitrust legislation?
Well, I'll tell you, 15 chambers of commerce in Arizona have signed a letter opposing these bills, and that includes the Tucson Chamber of Commerce, the Greater Phoenix Chamber of Commerce, and these are the small businesses that are driving this because they see that tech really benefits them. Tech helps them find new customers, grow their businesses, manage their inventory, secure their data, from cyber attacks from China, Russia, Iran. These are our best and brightest, and they're helping these companies grow. And that's why there's so much opposition to these bills, across the state.
Well, isn't this legislation really about large tech companies? And I could probably cite a few, Amazon, Google, Mega, and others. Isn't that what this is all about?
Well, it certainly starts with that. And those companies definitely have a target on their back. And I wouldn't say, by the way, that they've made every decision rightly by a long shot, but it's really part of a larger kind of attack on our most successful companies across the board. I mean, right now in Congress, they are going after big healthcare, big energy, big meat. A lot of criticism of the meat industry right now. And the basic idea is that all of these companies are all of a sudden, price gouging and, using the war on Ukraine to try to hurt consumers. And it's just not so. I mean, it really is a war on capitalism. And if some of these bills were to pass, believe me, it would not end with big tech. pretty soon they, you know, they being Congress, would go after every sector of the economy in the country.
Ashid, what percentage of these companies are the economy of this country? How big are they, and what percentage do they hold of the commerce?
Well, you know, of course, it depends on how you calculate, but I mean, there are estimates that, you know, the biggest tech companies alone, and you know who they are, account for something like a quarter of the stock market. But you know, the benefits touch really every company and employer in the country. So, you know, with the pandemic, there have been polls, you know, something like 70% of Arizona businesses expanded their use of e-commerce tools during the pandemic just to stay afloat, just to be able to, you know, deliver their goods and services to customers. So what percentage of the economy is affected by tech? I'd say it's pretty darn close to 100.
Let me ask you this, too, because it's always been an idea of mine, and I think it's correct, that the innovation of these massive companies, because they can afford innovation and they must have innovation in order to grow to the particular extent that they exist today. But without that innovation, where would we be? Where would we be if we needed a vaccine to save the world from COVID-19? Where would we be without that kind of power and influence and money, for that matter? Where would we be?
Well, John, you are just spot on, because it does take money and risk to get some of these, you know, inventions to work. You talked about the COVID vaccines. Well, yeah, that wouldn't have come without you know, the work of you know, our biggest pharmaceutical companies. And success has, you know, 1 million fathers, and there was a lot of, you know, definitely a lot of, you know, scientists, and the government played a part of that, and that's great. But you know, people, I think the people who are mad at tech, they sometimes only focus on, you know, the successes, and they forget about all of the failures and all of the times these companies tried products that just didn't work. You know, Google, Facebook, Amazon, they have all introduced products that just, you know, fell flat in the marketplace. So when they do have a success, you know, we all benefit from that.
We're talking with Ashid Agarwal, who served as senior roles with the Trump-Bush administration, including the Federal Trade Commission, Department of Justice, and of course now Mr. Agarwal currently works as the Deputy General Counsel of Tech Freedom. Actually, let me just take a quick break, and I want to come back and talk about the relationship of what we're talking about to Arizona, which is what we're talking about and who we are talking about. And just stay with me for just a moment. We'll come right back. Thank you. Together, they brought a bit of France to the heart of Tucson. Guigny's French Cafe and La Baguette Bakery at Prince and Campbell have become a gathering place for Tucsonans who love great bread and wonderful food. The bread and the pastries of La Baguette Bakery have become a Tucson favorite, and Guigny's French Cafe offers casual atmosphere, delightful French cuisine, and moderate prices. Dine in or dine out, Guigny's is just perfect for breakfast and lunch, offering specialty coffees, lattes, French wines, cocktails, imported beer, and a touch of France. Guigny's French Cafe and La Baguette Bakery in the Safeway Center at Prince and Campbell have now become Tucson's destination to dine in or to take out.
What organizations sponsor the news you see on TV? Do you think these sponsorships affect the news reports about their products? Do these same organizations sponsor politicians? If you recognize that our current leaders represent their own interests far more than yours, if you question the political theater you're fed every day, and if you question the approved narrative, become engaged for freedom in the Pima County Libertarian Party, no matter your political party preference.
Check out PimaLP.org or find us on Facebook. Paid for by the Pima County Libertarian Party.
Radio advertising busts through clutter and reaches your customers with immediacy.
Contact Ackerly Advertising.
Tell a creative story with intimacy and emotion to sell your products and services directly to your customer.
Contact Ackerly Advertising.
Your radio commercial puts you front and center in the listener's attention span.
Contact Ackerly Advertising.
Ackerly Advertising has over 5 decades of radio advertising experience. Stir emotion, create demand, and grow your business with radio.
Contact Ackerly Advertising.
From the Profession.org studios, this is the John C. Scott Political Forum. This is the longest-running local political talk show in all of Arizona, now in our 33rd year continuously. My guest is Ashid Agarwal, advisor to the American Edge Project. Let's talk, Ashid, if you don't mind, how extensive this tech sector we've been talking about is in Arizona, please.
Well, John, the tech sector in Arizona employs close to 200,000 people, and it adds something like $30 billion to the economy. Essentially, every small business in Arizona uses these tech tools in order to operate and reach new customers.
Well, how does this attempt to use the antitrust legislation differ from, and I hope that I've read history correctly, many different past attempts at this?
You know, antitrust is just a real bipartisan success story over the last half century, and we could certainly use more of those. So for the past 40 years, starting with President Reagan, there's been a real bipartisan consensus that antitrust law should focus on the consumer. You know, there's always going to be a company out there that is not happy that they're being outcompeted by another company. But Republicans and Democrats alike have agreed that that's just not something that the government should concern itself with. It's only when consumers are hurt. And what these bills would do would be to really change that fundamentally and say, you know what, from now on, the government is going to step in and pick winners and losers in the marketplace. And I don't think that's the road we want to go down.
Where is this legislation at the moment? And what would you ask people to do if they are as concerned about it as you and me?
Well, it's pending in the Senate right now, and what I would encourage people to do is, first of all, check out our website, AmericanEdgeProject.org, where you can learn about more about these bills and also, much more about, how tech is important to our economy, threats from China, et cetera. So AmericanEdgeProject.org. But I'd also, encourage people to call Senator Sinema and Senator Kelly. These are, both, important votes in a 50-50 Senate. Important voices on these. Neither one of them has taken a public position on these bills. So just educate yourself and let your voice be heard.
I have just a couple more minutes, and I'm very curious in your bio. At the FTC, the Federal Trade Commission, you served as an assistant director of policy and policy planning, and you helped to lead the commission's competitive advocacy program. But to examine regulatory barriers to the growth of e-commerce, how far did you get with that examination? If you don't mind, I just leave antitrust legislation just for a moment and satisfy my curiosity of your FTC experience.
Well, we made it all the way to the Supreme Court. So I was there at the FTC in the early 2000s when e-commerce was new. John, you and I are both old enough to remember when the internet was a brand new thing. And at the time, there were all sorts of states and local governments had all these barriers to e-commerce, and you had to register and all sorts of things that made it tough to do business. So what we did at the FTC was examine some of those laws. We went all the way to the Supreme Court in one case about one industry and won there. And those sorts of actions really helped in a small way, but it still helped create and shape the economy that we have today.
Talk about, if you will, the American Edge Project and how people can find out more about this association you have with them.
Yeah, so AmericanEdgeProject.org. I mean, it's really, if I do say so myself, kind of a remarkable organization. We have, as part of our board members, we have former national figures, so former Governor Susana Martinez. We have a former chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, a former acting director of the Central Intelligence Agency. What all of these folks have in common is a real belief in the importance of American technology. Our president, Doug Kelly, likes to talk a lot about how in the past, American policymakers really haven't always gotten it right. And some of the decisions they made really harmed, the American manufacturing sector in particular. We don't want to make the same mistake with tech. America is in a global race with China in particular and some other countries to lead the 21st century. And without sensible policies to encourage innovation, we could fall behind, and we just don't want to do that. We can't afford to do that.
Asit Agarwal is my guest of the American Eagle Project. The idea of chambers all across the state of Arizona supporting your effort, you think of chambers, of course, they're funded by large corporations, public service and such, but they represent literally thousands and thousands of small businesses, and they are all in unison opposed to this legislation, are they not?
Well, that's right. So it's big businesses and small businesses. That's why I reference, the Tucson Chamber of Commerce. They're not, that's not, Google and Amazon and Apple. That is your smaller businesses that use the tools that those companies help provide, often at no cost, to help them grow. And, you know, the final point I wanted to make, you know, just listening to your show for a while, you know, people are talking about the cost of living. Well, let me tell you, if these bills were to pass, they would lead to higher prices, fewer choices, and less cybersecurity for every single person living in Arizona.
Do you expect votes on these particular pieces of legislation before the midterms?
It's hard to see these bills getting for the midterms. There's about, you know, there's only about 2 months left, and the Senate's going to go, and the House are both going to go out, for full campaign season soon. But I will give credit where it's due. The proponents of these bills are very, very dogged, and they are pushing hard for a floor vote. So it's important that people stay engaged.
All right, one more time, American Edge Project, and how people can find out more about you, about them, and how they can be as concerned as we are about it. Go ahead.
AmericanEdgeProject.org. I encourage people to check it out. A lot of interesting stuff on there, and it's important to our country.
Well, Asid, thank you so much for being with me. I'm much better informed than I was before this conversation, and that's why we had you on the air. I hope you have a great weekend. I appreciate you spending part of yours with us.
Thank you so much, and have a great rest of the weekend, too.
I will. Asid Agarwal served in senior roles in the Trump administration, the Bush administration, including Federal Trade Commission, as we mentioned. He served as an assistant director of Office of Policy Planning, where he helped lead the commission's competitive advocacy program and an initiative to examine regulatory barriers, as we discussed with him, to the growth of e-commerce. He currently works as the deputy general counsel of Tech Freedom. We'll be back in the next half hour with Dr. Stephen Zutis of the University of San Francisco, a new king replacing a long-term queen. And Great Britain has a new prime minister in the shadow of all that's going on with the monarchy. We'll talk about that with one of the most experienced and informed people that I know that can talk about the politics of Europe as well as the politics of the Middle East.
The Columbia Broadcasting System presents...
My name is Dark. Johnny Dark. Seems there was a murder. A dame was a prime suspect. A fan dancer named Kitty LaRue. There she was, decked out like a mannequin in a Macy's display window. Sophie, my receptionist, must have let her in.
Hello, Kitty.
Hello, Johnny.
So do you happen to know a mobster named Vinnie Corolla? Seems he was murdered last night.
We ran around together. I haven't seen him in years.
So, no reason to get even, right? Well, you're lying.
What are you...
Last night, your drippings gave you away. The oil from your car was found in Vinny's driveway. We traced it back to Jerky Lou. You were there 2 days ago.
You got me, Johnny.
Yes, you confessed. We'll be right down, Chief.
Perfection Auto Works will make sure that your car or truck is not a stool pigeon. Call today, 323-8650 and perfectionautoworks.com.
If you want news and analysis of Arizona's increasingly unhinged state and local politics with a skeptical, fact-based, and progressive viewpoint, you should be reading blogforarizona.net. Blog for Arizona is a thriving institution in Arizona's progressive politics for almost 20 years now. Blog for Arizona has authors from across the state with extensive experience and insight into Arizona's political history and culture. Find us online at blogforarizona.net, as well as Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram.
Radio advertising busts through clutter and reaches your customers with immediacy.
Contact Accurately Advertising.
Tell a creative story with intimacy and emotion to sell your products and services directly to your customer.
Contact Accurately Advertising.
With a cost-effective campaign, you can reach your customer over and over.
Contact Accurately Advertising.
Accurately Advertising has over 5 decades of radio advertising experience. Create demand and grow your business with radio.
Contact Accurately Advertising.
From the Perfection Auto Works Studios, this is the John C. Scott Political Forum. With us, Dr. Stephen Zutis of the University of San Francisco. And Dr. Zutis, welcome to the show. I believe we've got him here, right?
Good to be with you again, John.
All right, thank you so much. Tom, we got interference on the phone. I don't know what that is, but...
I'm sorry, this is a problem. I'm sorry, I... unexpectedly in a very crowded, loud situation I was not expecting to be in at this time, and I'm trying to get clear of it.
All right. I think we can handle this. First of all, in the shadow of everything that's happening around the death of Queen Elizabeth, we have a new prime minister, Liz Truss, in Great Britain. How does that change Great Britain, if at all, Stephen?
Well, certainly, in terms of domestic issues, they have many ongoing crises. At least with Boris, there will not be the distractions with Boris Johnson's scandal after scandal and gaffe after gaffe. I mean, he was very much of a Donald Trump figure in many respects. Liz Truss, I believe, you know, the policies won't be that different. But I think she'll be able to focus on the policies, and the country will be able to focus on the policies. Rather than the whatever the tabloid headlines might be.
By the way, you're coming through fine. We can hear you well. Let's talk about the relationship of Great Britain and the Ukraine. Does that change anything at all?
No. Liz Truss, of course, was the foreign minister under Boris Johnson, and so she was largely responsible for the policy towards Ukraine. You know, she's generally been very, very much of a hawk, very much you know, taking a very, very, very tough line towards Russia and on other issues. And I think we'll very much see a continuation of Britain's strong support for the Ukrainian resistance to Russian aggression. Perhaps, you know, not as some of the big public gestures, you know, like Boris Johnson did and going to the country and stuff. But behind the scenes, she'll be very much as active and persistent as ever.
Is it hard to tell? Can we measure in any extent at this very early moment whether Great Britain is stronger or weaker under this new prime minister?
I think certainly stronger. Again, Johnson was in many ways was a distraction by his personal behavior and the like. And I think she'll be. I think she'll probably try to be a caretaker prime minister, because on a lot of issues, domestic issues, particularly the economy, I think Britons are ready to move back to the left. I think the next election, which will only be in a couple of years, will probably bring a Labour government. So she'll probably only be in power for a relatively short period of time. But I think even those who disagree with her policies, I believe that she's going to be a competent prime minister and is someone who I think they can trust to carry through in this transitional period.
Talk to me, if you will, about the Ukraine. There is some hope that they're turning some things around. They've recaptured supposedly about 300 square miles of territory. But I noticed the Russians have announced, and you pointed this out in a previous interview with me, that now the Russians are buying ammunition from North Korea. What the hell does that say?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's just how desperate they're getting, both that they are running out of weaponry that they can and ordnance they can produce themselves, but it implies the Chinese might be a bit reluctant to fulfill their needs to the degree that they desire. They've all been reaching out to Iran for weaponry. So when you have to go to these third world countries for support, you know you're running a little ragged there. I mean, obviously, as we've discussed before, Putin had no idea about the level of resistance. But now with the support from the West, and of course the persistence of the Ukrainians themselves, first and foremost, he's finding himself on the defensive in more ways than one. Similarly, within Russia, there is increased resistance. There is sabotage of railway lines. There are soldiers refusing to go to the front. You're seeing all sorts of small acts of resistance all over the country. This is not a popular war. And so, well, the battles are going to go on for some months. Unfortunately, many thousands of people are probably going to be dying. It is pretty clear that it may take a while for Russia to lose the war. They're not going to win.
You predict that, and you with some certainty that Russia cannot win this conflict.
No, they cannot win this conflict. To whatever divisions the Ukrainians had among themselves, to whatever extent they had been slow in really finding a true sense of nationhood, of really deciding whether they are, you know, part of Russia's orbit or part of Europe's orbit. Putin has made that decision for them. They have never been more united. They've never been more European, and they've never been more willing to sacrifice for their country's freedom.
Dr. Zunas, we're having a little bit of trouble now with the phone connection, but I know that you were pushed to a particular different piece of machinery than what we had planned, and I apologize for that. But I'm so glad I got to talk to you in this brief moment with your insight. It's always valuable, whether it's lengthy or short, and today quite valuable to me. Thank you so much, and hope you have a great weekend. Thanks for being with us.
Yeah, my pleasure. Again, my apologies for the bad connection.
Not your fault. Thank you so much. We'll be back with Larry Bodine of the Democrats of Greater Tucson, one of the most rising, well, is the rising star in the Democratic Party in Southern Arizona. Larry Bodine, my guest next. Now, two great furniture stores have become one. Homestyle Galleries, formerly located at 1010 South Wilmot and 2950 West Ina Road, have moved the Wilmot store to the West Ina Road location, making the Ina Road location one of the largest and most complete pre-owned and new quality furniture and home accessory store in Arizona. Homestyle Gallery saves you thousands of dollars on Southern Arizona's finest home furnishings. Now you can turn once-loved furnishings into cash. Visit this new Homestyle Gallery store at 2950 West Ina Road. They're open 7 days a week. There's never been a home furnishings inventory like this 15,000 square feet superstore. You must visit Homestyle Gallery's one-stop location for Southern Arizona's largest savings on quality furniture.
What organizations sponsor the news you see on TV? Do you think these sponsorships affect the news reports about their products? Do these same organizations sponsor politicians? If you recognize that our current leaders represent their own interests far more than yours, if you question the political theater you're fed every day, and if you question the approved narrative, become engaged for freedom in the Pima County Libertarian Party, no matter your political party preference.
Check out PimaLP.org or find us on Facebook. Paid for by the Pima County Libertarian Party.
From the Perfection Auto Works Studios, this is the John C. Scott Political Forum. The following is a presentation of the Democrats of Greater Tucson, who is responsible for the content of this broadcast segment. With us, Larry Bodine of the Democrats of Greater Tucson. He is a former journalist with the New York Daily News, award-winning journalist, lawyer. He's one of the contributors to the Blog for Arizona, was a delegate to the Democratic National Convention, and our friend Larry Bodine. Larry, welcome to the show. Glad you could join us.
Hey, glad to be here, John. How are you today?
I'm doing well. Let's talk about what's coming up with DGT coming up.
Well, mark your calendar for September 12th at noon, because Democrats of Greater Tucson is presenting our next congressman for Tucson, and that would be Kirsten Engel, who is running for the U.S. House in Tucson's Congressional District 6. She has been a Democratic member of the Arizona Senate and the State House for 5 years. And when she was there, she was fighting for protecting the environment, creating a sustainable future, and now she's fighting for reproductive choice. Her career also involves being an environmental lawyer, a college professor, and associate dean at the University of Arizona Law School. And recent surveys show that she's right directly connected to what the voters care about, which is, you know, building an economy that works for everybody, expanding access to affordable health care, and strengthening Social Security and Medicare. So the way you register for this program is just go to thedgt.org, and you'll see Kirsten's face, and you just click on it to sign up. Or just Google Democrats of Greater Tucson, and you will find it that way. And then we've got all sorts of great programming for the rest of the month. Here's another date to write down, September 21, 4 to 6. And this is for Tucson's favorite happy hour, which is the Drinking Democratically Happy Hour, sponsored by Democrats of Greater Tucson. And we've been holding it for months at Brother John's Beer, Bourbon, and Barbecue. Boy, they have great drinks. They have great food. So that's on September 21, starting at 4. And if you want to hang around with like-minded Democrats, it's the place to go. Just go to thedgt.org or Google Democrats of Greater Tucson, and you'll find it. And then after that, we have the managing editor of an online publication called The Copper Courier. This is a civic media newsroom run by Arizonans. They write about, you know, communities that they live in, not as outsiders looking in. So we've got Cameron Stevenson. He's the managing editor. And this is a guy who used to work for Upworthiest, Right This Minute, and AZ TV Channel 7 in Phoenix. So there's just all sorts of good stuff on the slate for Democrats of Greater Tucson.
Let me ask you this. You have your finger on the pulse of the Democratic Party, and you talk with Democrats all the time. I've always believed, especially in the midterms, that it can only be altered from what has been really a kind of a history of the opposition party to the White House winning perhaps the Senate and the House. But that does not have to happen if the party that holds the House and now the presidency and, of course, narrowly the Senate is energized. If there is a turnout, without a Democratic turnout, this can't happen. What do you sense as far as Democrats' enthusiasm as well as turnout for the midterms?
Well, you know, we had a record turnout for the primaries, and there's going to be a record turnout for the midterms. And that's very good for Democrats, because when lots of people vote, Democrats get elected. And starting today, John, canvassers from the Democratic Party are going to be visiting voters all across the county, and we're going to bring the message about just how dangerous the Republican candidates are and how extreme their viewpoints are. And the fact that Republicans are completely out of touch with voters. The number one issue that matters in this election is reproductive rights and the right to an abortion. The Republicans took it away, and the Democrats want to completely restore abortion rights. And if you elect Democratic candidates, that's what you'll get. And I think it's looking very good for Democrats here in Tucson, Arizona.
I think, too, the idea of Trump in the middle of this and Mar-a-Lago and now obviously fighting in courts over his finances, all of this is finally bringing chickens home to roost, if you could say that. I can, because I grew up on a farm in Kansas, and I can say that anytime I want to. My father owned a chicken hatchery, too, so that'll be another particular authenticator.
Right.
But that is, I think they are. And I think, and I hope to believe, that Trump's going to hurt the Republicans' efforts with scandals beyond almost anybody's belief that it could ever happen in this country with the President of the United States.
Oh, yeah, I think so. I mean, it was a real gift to the Democratic Party when Trump started to hint at his rallies that he was going to run in 2024, because people do not like Trump. You know, he has a small core of MAGA, you know, lunatics, but people do not like Trump. He was voted out of office once. A lot of his candidates that he endorses also lose, and I don't think Trump will be available to run for president, because he'll be serving time for bankruptcy, fraud, for violating the Espionage Act. I mean, this is a guy who stole U.S. nuclear secrets. He stole them. He has no right to them, and he stole them. So my only question about that is, like, what prison is Trump going to be going to?
You know, it seems to me that there ought to be a summary of the years of Trump at the White House and the original campaign that got him there. And there is. If you saw Frontline on PBS recently, just this last week,
mm-hmm.
You know, I've never seen an indictment against an American politician or any politician in the world as damning as Frontline was able to put together on Donald Trump. It was one story after another, all the truth about his lies. And if you just watched it, you had to say, this could not happen here. But it did.
Yeah.
And now what are you going to do about it? That's what this midterm election is all about.
Well, that's exactly right. And what we're telling voters is, people in Arizona, is we're telling them to be a voter. Get out there and don't vote for these radical right-wing Republicans, and elect Democrats, because Democrats are going to be productive and with regard to climate change. You know, Biden just got a huge bill through that's going to boost electric vehicles. They're going to also work in favor of reproductive rights. They you know, want to keep Social Security safe and operating for everybody in this country, including me. You know, I'm in my seventh decade, and I rely on Medicare and Social Security. But, you know, the Trumpers just want to tear that all down. They want to make it, they want to privatize Medicare and Social Security. And the things that the Republicans are running on are things like, oh, you know, build the wall, overthrow the 2020 election, and, big government telling you what you can't do in a woman's own medical decisions. Trump is a disaster. You know, even his social network is ready to file bankruptcy. The merger didn't go through. There's no traffic on the site. And people are bored of Trump. We're tired of him.
There is a fatigue, I think, over Trump, among not only Democrats and moderates, but almost everybody in the country, with the exception of a hardcore few that aren't fed up with him yet. But he has worked at this from the moment he became president to this moment now, and I think people have had it. I truly believe that. Very quickly, I've got 30 seconds for you to summarize TGT to Monday, on Monday.
That's right. On Monday, we have congressional candidate Kirsten Engel, a Democrat, at Democrats of Greater Tucson, Monday, the 9th, the 12th, at noon. Just go to thedgt.org or Google Democrats of Greater Tucson, and you can register and listen to what she has to say.
Larry Bodine, thanks for being with us. Great to talk with you. Thank you.
Thank you, John.
The proceeding has been a presentation of the Democrats of Greater Tucson, who are responsible for the content of this broadcast segment. This has been the John C. Scott Political Forum from the Perfection Auto Works Studios. We are now in our 32nd year of continuous political talk in Arizona. It has been the pleasure of my life to be on these microphones for that long a time in a city that I love. We'll be back next Saturday with the Perfection Auto Works Studios presentation of the John C. Scott Political Forum. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Did you know that a majority of Arizonans support more funding for public education, affordable health care, and jobs that pay well? This is Larry Bodine, president of Democrats of Greater Tucson, and that's what we stand for. Activate yourself by Googling Democrats of Greater Tucson and clicking on Join Now. You'll be part of a dynamic organization of activists. Activate yourself today with Democrats of Greater Tucson.
It was a dark age. It was a time of war. Deception. Men preyed upon the weak. There was no order, no king. However, a miracle happened. In Midtown, a wrench in stone above an anvil appeared, wherein letters of gold proclaimed, "Whosoever removes the wrench from the stone has found the age-old quest for Royal Coach service." Many tried, but no one could remove the wrench until one day.
Who's that young lad at the wrench? And who does he think he is?
He hasn't a chance, you dreamer!
I can't believe it. How did he do it?
I had my coach serviced at Perfection Auto Works. It was Excalibur. The common man can now become royalty.
And so it came to pass that the people's desire for perfection was quenched. Perfection Auto Works, 323-8650 and perfectionautoworks.com.